translation. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. Father, just let your word come forth and encourage and direct people. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I'd like to share a message with you that says this: don't give up. I believe that you're on a brink of a miracle, the brink of a breakthrough, and life can become very discouraging if you work with people that don't recognize you, don't feel good about you, if you have family problems, if you have health issues. I just want to say, don't give up. Keep doing the word. Amen. Keep being good to people. Amen? Amen? And in so doing, there is a breakthrough coming to your house, as the word says, for in due season, you will reap if you faint not. If you're believing God for something that is biblical, then what you need to do is keep believing in Jesus' name. Keep believing. Don't give up. Your miracle is on the way. I wonder if we would do well right now to pray with Kaylee. Millie, come on over here with me. This service is designed to meet in a different way your needs than the other services that we have. And Millie, why don't you go right over there? You have your microphone, don't you? Kaylee, we want to pray with you. Do you want prayer right now? Would that be okay? Now, you may be where you don't want to talk about anything, or you may want to share your heart a little bit. It's up to you. But Millie has a microphone. You're surrounded by people that love you. Can I hug your neck? Tell us. Do you feel like talking? If you don't feel like talking, we'll just pray.
In this bag right here, I don't need to go into detail, but from my tax return to my divorce, there is everything, and I have written down everything that needs to be prayed for. I didn't get the job I wanted, nor did I get the second one I was wanting. My divorce is not going well. And someone stole my card information. And I just don't want to end up having to pull the new house out from under my children that we just got established in. I know God's got a plan. And I know he's going to move. But my heart is so heavy. And I don't want my children to have to go through this anymore. I've had enough.
Can I have all of that? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you this here. I believe in what I've walked out for the last 50 years of my life. I've been saved since I was 19 years old, and I'm 70 now, so 51 years, and I can tell you, I believe, and I've gone through, don't think. You all know. We've all gone through things, haven't we? And tonight, this member of our body, this member of our family that we love, is going through something. And it sounds to me like I hit the nail on the head, and I think this message is going to be recorded also, Kielie. Don't give up. Your breakthrough's on the way.
Amen.
And many times in life, it doesn't look like that's going to be the way it is. And I'm going to tell you, hear me. Divorce is unpleasant. It happens. And if we could not minister to the people of God right now that are hurting, we need to close these doors and make it a dadgum moose lodge. Are we being recorded, I hope? Okay, good. God bless you, Michael. I want everybody to know we've walked in here, and if we each opened up, we've got hurts. We've got things that didn't go right. We've got areas where people are looking at us and judging us. But let me tell you, not so in the body of Christ. Now, Millie, what I want you to do, we have some of the most wonderful people. I'm going to tell you something, girl. You're of the Lord, and thank you for coming. One of the most compassionate people I know. And Millie, you too. And Kelly, too. No, I'm a jerk, but everybody, no. I want to tell you something. Millie, I'm going to hold this for you.
Amen.
And this represents, did you hear what she just said?
Yes.
Pastor Kelly, would you? And I want you to pray over this. This is somebody's life right here in these few pages. This is somebody's life right here that's hurting. That came in. See, if you come into a church and you're hurting and you go out and you're still hurting, that's not God's plan for you. We have a plan for everybody in here, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've experienced. Now help us, because if all we do is help this dear woman tonight, that's enough. Millie, would you pray and just lay your hands on this?
These papers that are in these folders, these do not define her. This is not her. She is everything that God says she is, and she is not what these few pages say she is. Now, one of the things God says is, peace I give to you, not as the world gives you, I give to you. And that is what he's giving you right now. It is overtaking you. And you're going to have peace and joy. That job that's coming from God is the job that he wants you to have. He's going to take care of these financial difficulties. You need to wait on him. Get a clear mind. Get in the prayer closet. Pray about these things. Let them come to pass. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Kelly, say something or pray something. Whatever you want to do for her. I know you love her so much. She's a part of our body.
And Kielie, if you didn't get that job, that because there's something better. And so many times we can't see the better thing because we're looking at what we lost. So God, right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over her. God, every bit of discouragement that she's feeling right now, I just rebuke it right now, and I tell that peace of God that passes all understanding, Lord, to come up into Kielie right now, God, more than ever before, Lord, and guard this heart, Lord, and guard this mind. And I speak, God, that job that you do have for her, Lord, I speak it, God, right into existence right now, Lord. We're gathered here together, God, in your name, and Lord, we agree on this job, Lord. And I just thank you that Kielie is in the right place at the right time, God, and she it comes into contact with the right people, Lord, and that this job is a blessing. I speak to this divorce right now, and I tell it to begin to go in Kielie's favor right now in Jesus' name. And God, we know that you work all things out, Lord, for your good, God, and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, let me make something clear. We have a very nice building. Kelly and I, for months, examined many chairs. Before a couple years ago when we bought these chairs, we've repainted, we've re-insulated, we've put LED lights in here. I can go on and on and on, but none of this is important compared to how important you are. If you came in here hurting, we don't want you to leave here hurting. Now, let me read this verse again. Kieli is a word person. I recognize that in her. And hear this again in verse 9. Let us not be weary. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. You want to be ministered to tonight? Will you let the Lord minister to you? All right. Will you let him use me? I want it right now. If you're weary, I want you to stand up for a moment. Hear me. Everybody that's standing, that's weary, don't give up. Your breakthrough, your blessing is on the way. Your breakthrough is on the way. I know that life is hard. Don't we all know that? Amen. How many of you could say within the last 3 months, those that are sitting down, that you've been weary at some point? Sure. Yes. 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 God bless you. You may be seated. And I'm not worried about getting through these verses. I'm worried about getting through to your heart and helping you, if at all possible. I'm going to ask you to act on the word tonight. See, unless you act on the word, nothing is going to happen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Yeah. Now, those children tickle me. I'm weird. I love children. I love to hear them scream. I don't know. It just makes me feel like all is well. I think if you're going to go to heaven, you're going to have, I think there's going to be children up there, Miss Sherry. I really believe that. Let not your heart, let us not be weary in well-doing. What is that well-doing? That's getting up, going to work, trying to be patient with people, trying to be patient in traffic, and so many other things. Try to get all bitterness to leave your heart. All unforgiveness. These things have to be worked out. When you say the prayer and invite Christ into your life, you're just getting started. Then you need to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, as the Word of God says. Work it out. Everybody say, work it out.
Work it out.
Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, to everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven, according to the book of Ecclesiastes. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. And there's a time in due season to have the breakthrough that you need. The breakthrough that God wants to give you. God loves you. God's not trying to qualify who he wants to bless and who he doesn't. Let me just say for you, I've been doing this for a long time. God wants to bless you tonight. You, in your seat, he wants you to feel good about yourself. He wants to help you tonight. He's picked you tonight. He wants to help you. And so many times we are left wondering. I watch what I listen to as far as preaching, because sometimes you wonder where they're preaching from. Millie and I will be married 48 years, August the 10th of this year. I'm coming in for a smoocheroni. Let me tell you something. That has not been easy. And most of the hard part was because of me. She's a very sweet lady. God gave me the right lady. God will give you the right lady. God will give you the right man in due season. Well, what is the season here? I don't know. You know, to everything under heaven, there's a time and a purpose according to the Word of God. And that's better than anybody's advice to you. I sing a song that says, some lawyers can win. Some doctors can heal. Your old banker can lend it till your pockets are full. But if yours is the case of a sin-stricken soul, we've all been stricken. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And every morning, if you let Satan, he will remind you of that. Where God is trying to say, look, behold, I'm going to do a new thing in you. And just because it hasn't happened yet, doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. If you are a child of God, God loves you. And if you're a young person and you want to be with somebody, God's going to see to that. And if, especially if you'll let him pick the person. Amen? And if you're like Miss Keeley, if you just had one of those days where all your paperwork said that everything is terrible, you just need to fight back by hearing this message, believing God, look up the promises of God. Whatever your ailment is, there is a promise. And everybody that has a smartphone is a theologian these days. We could just go on here and I can say, hey, Siri, give me some Bible verses about love. She's already working on it.
Okay, I found this on the web for give me some Bible verses about love. Check it out.
109, 50, and 40. Anybody can live for God. There is no excuse not to today. And there is more promises in your favor than the accuser of the brethren. He don't have that many. There are over 7,500 promises to people who will ask Christ into their life. And he means to make good on every one of them. Millie and I have seen miracle after miracle after miracle since our marriage, since 1974 when we got married. I took a fall. I ended up in Springdale. I hope I never have to go to Springdale again. I went to the hospital up there. And them retards tried to tell me I almost died. Oh, I never felt it. And I started getting well at a rapid pace that they did not understand, they did not agree with. And I just insisted. I said, I'm well. They got me a therapist to walk with me, and I walked until the therapist said, could we please sit down for a minute? And it was a guy much younger than me. He wasn't as smart as me, but let me tell you this here then. They didn't know what to do with us. You're seriously hurt, Mr. Florenciano. Yeah, I know, but I'm seriously better. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. And they finally said, well, we're going to take you out of here. We're going to put you into a recovery room where you're going to stay for, we didn't know how Millie was there. It was a room where Millie could stay in there, blah, 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 blah. And things happened so quickly. We got up there, and we got all of our suitcases in there, and they said, well, we're sending you home. See, that's what I wanted. I just wanted to go home. I'm not dying until God tells me to die. You're not going to be broke because the devil wants you broke. Yeah. You're not going to be hurting because the devil wants to hurt you. Yeah. You have to understand, God the Father will not listen to the accusations against you, especially if you're a believer. If you've said, Lord, listen to this verse in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens up, I will come into them. If you're one of those people, everywhere I go, there are people getting saved right now. People saying the sinner's prayer for the first time. Last Wednesday night, Lauren, you said the sinner's prayer for the first time in your life. Now, you probably said that because you were weary of life and you'd like something different. Amen? I dare you to keep coming and get into the Word. I promise you, if you come here for a year and you start hearing the Word, you've got a great mentor sitting behind you, Brenda McElhaney. I've already told her, as often as that girl wants, she's going to minister to you. She's been in this church for a long time. See, these seats are not very important. These walls really aren't. It's what we do with them. Today, once again, there was a line. I could not see the end of the line. And I left before it was even time to start giving away that food. See, that's what we're about here. We're just trying to do the Lord's will. We're just trying to encourage people. If you've come here to be encouraged, if you'll let God, you will be encouraged before you leave. You're more important than these anything in this building. You're the reason that we are here. And we want everybody to come here, everybody that wants to. And we know of a lot of other great churches in this city. The Word says, now God himself, in the book of Corinthians, has placed each member in the body as it pleases him. So you may just be on a searching mode, trying to find. I pray you find where you're supposed to be, because that'll be so good for you. And I know most of the people in this room, they have found where they're supposed to be. But I don't know everybody's story. But I know that we love you. And we're not here, we're here to give to you. Not, we're not here to take away from you. We're here to celebrate and witness and help you and stand alongside of you as God helps you every day of your life. Everybody in this room, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not, if we don't give up. So the title of our message is, Don't Give Up. You're on the brink of a breakthrough. I believe that in my heart. I can preach that as an absolute truth. God is getting you ready for the biggest breakthrough you've ever had in your life. He wants to help you. And you may feel so terrible right now, but just hold on a little bit. God's fixing to change it all around. Amen. I'm going to read in James chapter 1, verse 12. And this message is entitled, Don't Give Up. And I'm asking you, I'm saying this, Thus saith the Lord, for every person in here, don't give up. Don't give up. I've got something special for you. I'm about to bring it forth in your life. Is there anybody that doesn't need anything special? You've got all you need. Me neither. I'm looking for God to do that for me. Are you looking for God to do that for you? Because he wants to. In James chapter 1, the word says this, Blessed is the person that endures temptation or trials, in the Greek, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let me ask you a question. As far as you love God so far, by the raising of your hand, how many of you love God in this room? Everybody does. That promise is for you then. That promise is for you. I've never heard anything about God that would not make me love him. I've been estranged from God at times. I tell this terrible testimony, but I did some of my best sinning after I got saved. Because I got saved at 19 years old, and my terrible self was not ready to quit sinning. But I'm going to tell you, I never had a father until I said the sinner's prayer. And God became my father. My Savior says, when you pray, he said, don't pray to me. Pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. By the way, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. I believe me and Millie, every morning, we're looking for a word from the Lord. We got lots of stuff to eat. We're looking for that daily bread, that manna from heaven to come and fall in our hearts and give us nourishment and direction for our life. I've been young, and now I'm 70 and on Social Security. I still need God's direction every day. The devil, Miss Kaylee, would like you to not get God's direction for today. You know, those papers, that was about that much papers, wasn't it? God's answers this big. I swear to you, and I know you, you're not going to give up on God. And I'm asking some of you that I don't know as well, please don't give up on God, because God loves you. God cares about you. Blessed is the person that endures those temptations and trials, that when the devil tries to talk through people to accuse you and make you feel bad, make you feel like you deserve the bad luck that you've fallen into. Nothing could be farther than the truth. God the Father is not mad at anybody in this room. God the Father, God the Son, and Holy Spirit wants to help each person in this room. He wants to give you your breakthrough. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has a breakthrough for every person in this room. He cares about you. That's the truth. It doesn't matter about your divorce, your mistakes, your setbacks, your trials. It doesn't matter. None of that matters to God. You know what matters to God? He wants to help you today. He wants to help you today. He wants to help you right now. He cares about you. He wants you to let his Son be your Savior. He wants you to let his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, indwell you. And he wants you to let him be a father to you. I've met more and more people that have had a terrible experience with a father figure in their life. Many people have. I'm asking you to trust God. I'm asking you not to give up. Your breakthrough is right now. It'll be soon. God has breakthroughs for you. Do you understand that? And what he has to do with you first is have people to tell you you're just who he's looking for. The word says in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro across the face of the earth, looking for somebody that he can bless, looking for somebody he can set free, looking for somebody that he can give them more than they've ever had, looking for somebody where they can just feel like they're a person. See, you're a person, and God loves you. Everyone in this room, everyone in every church in this city, everyone that's not in church, it doesn't matter. He loves you. He wants to help you. He wants to bless you. He only wants to give to you. He doesn't want to take away from you. He wants to be able to direct you to blessings and success and a good life. God doesn't have a bad life for anybody. Jeremiah 29:11-13 says this. I know the plans I have for you. They're good plans. They're not bad plans. Plans to give you a hope and a good experience in life. And as you start praying, when you pray and seek me with all of your heart, then I will come to you. I wrote a song, When You Seek Me With All of Your Heart, 1987, when we started this church. We're still singing it here. God still loves you. God has not changed his mind. In Malachi, he says, I'm the Lord God, and I change not. In the book of Hebrews, the word says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I've watched so many of you grow in the last 35 years. I'm so proud of that. Don't give up, please. Could we turn to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29 through 31? He gives power to the faint. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. Somebody needs to take that personally tonight. He gives power to the person that's broken, that's weary, that's faint, that feels like the world has been terrible to them. And many times the world is so terrible, so hurtful to people. And to them that have no might, no strength, it's like so much has come against me and I don't have anybody in my corner. I beg to differ and tell you this verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. If God be for you, nobody can stand against you. See, if you've got God on your side, and you know what? All you've got to do is want it. All you've got to do is want him to be on your side, and he'll be on your side. He gives power to the faint, to them that have no might. He increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint at times and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, I'm asking you tonight to wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Last night, Millie and I were out trying a new set of front tires on our side-by-side because I had a flat tire, and I can't afford to have a flat tire out there in the middle of the night because I'll lose my hunting buddy, Millie. She's the one that when I go to the tree, I'll call her and say, Millie, beep your horn so I know how to get back to the vehicle. And there they were, many bald eagles. They had mounted up, and they roosted in a tree that you could, I have a picture if you want to see it. They were roosted. They mount up with wings as eagles. As the word says, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and you won't faint. I'm asking you to give God a chance to recharge and renew you tonight because that's what he wants to do with you. Could we please have Matthew 19 and verse 26? I'm preaching a message, very short. In just a moment, that baby, please let him come up. I love baby. He ain't bothering nobody. In fact, if my daughter gets a chance, she'll have that baby and she'll be playing with them. Matthew 19 and 26 says this, but Jesus beheld them and said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. You know, I don't wear jewelry, but when I came back and escaped that place up there, by the way, I'll never go up there again if I don't have to. Kimber, Sherry's granddaughter, I was over at her mom's getting, we're going to decide what we're going to do with me. I haven't been this bald since I was a baby. I've always had long, beautiful hair. I'm fixing to have it again, bless God. But she gave me this right out of Matthew 19 and 26. With God, all things are possible. I'm asking you to believe that tonight. And I wear this because it hit the spot. That little girl that sang that last song just now, it hit the spot. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. This is impossible. You know, sometimes in good faith, we're looking to other broken people to fix us. And I'm going to share something with you. I've been married for 48 years. And I want you to hear me out. The only one that completes me is God. Not my wife, my children, my health, my wealth. And that's the same with Millie. The only one that can complete me is God. And if you get that in your spirit, you'll never be the same. It's okay to look for a wife. It's okay to look for a husband. But they'll not complete you. How can another imperfect person complete you? Let me ask that again. How can another imperfect person complete you? They can't. You can dwell with them. You can have a good life. Millie and I have been through many dangers, toils, and snares. We've come out, we're at a beautiful time in our life, but we had to work at it. And God told me to marry her. And may I say this here, for those of you that are looking for a companion to be married to, let me just say this here. Try to find the person that God, because Satan has a lot of people that he wants you to hook up with. But God has one person that he wants you to hook up with. Can I get an amen? Amen. With men, certain things are not possible. But with God, all things are possible. I want you to know that tonight. God hasn't forgotten about you, and God hasn't given up on you. And he's asking you, please, don't give up on yourself, and don't give up on God, because he's right around the corner, last place. Tonight is in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. I want you to take this verse very seriously and personally for your life. Come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden. Now, I'm asking you to act on the word and act on what's the truth. How many of you would say tonight you're heavily burdened? Come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants to give you rest tonight. In just a moment, in fact, this is the moment, I'm asking you to please take communion with us. We invite everybody. This is open communion. And either make an altar where you are or come to the altar. Why? Because the Bible says right before you take communion, you should examine yourself and see if there's something there that you might want to talk to Jesus about for just a moment. And then we're going to take communion. If you're going to take it with us, please come to this altar or make an altar.